Blades lead 3-0 over the Seattle Thunderbirds after one period. Other side coming up now is a presentation of Lambert Distributing, your authorized Husqvarna dealer. From the city to the acreage, they have you covered for every season. My pleasure to have the general manager of the Seattle Thunderbirds, Bill LaForge, join me here in the first intermission. And I wanted to do this not because of what the score in the game is. I made this arrangement beforehand because I have to tell you, I think you've figured out the cycle to success in the Western Hockey League. You came on with this team in 2018 after they won a title in 2017, and you found a way to put together in the five-year cycle a way to get your team to win another title in 2023. So I have to ask you, I don't expect you to tell me, but what's the secret?
Yeah, I think it's having good people around you is the big part of it, but I don't look at it as a cycle. I mean, obviously it looks like that because we didn't have a great year last year, but you know, going into last season, we thought we were going to get Saskatoon native Kevin Korchinski back, and we thought we'd get Thomas Milich back. So, and then Jordan Gustafson and Nico Mladenovic both get injured. So I think all four of those guys in our lineup last year, we look a lot different. So it wasn't as much as a cycle. I think you have to identify a strong draft year and then build around it, and that's what we did with the Korchinski group and Gustafson and all those guys. So I wish I knew the answer because I'd do it again, but you know, we're trying, that's for sure.
Your 2007 group, I like what you have amongst your 2007 group. That includes Kasdan Matthews, who's a local kid, got lots of family and friends here supporting him tonight. But that group is going to be what you are really going to be basing your team on over the next couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. I think our sevens, our eights, I mean, you can see we have three of our eights playing tonight. And then I think our scouts did a great job with the 09 class, too. So I think we have a good 3 years there that we still had lots of picks and we still got to make those things. So obviously we're a little deficient in the pick area now because of what happened a couple of years ago. But we'll start to get those back. And I think that 07 group, like you said, with Kasdan and Margarana, and that group is, well, Braden Coots is a pretty special group.
How important is size to this franchise? It seems to have been a run of years in a row in which you have really good size and you're able to take advantage of that within your division.
Yeah, I think it's important. And I think, you know, coming from Everett, where I came from, it was not something that when I was there we worried about at all. And I saw it in the playoffs a number of years when I was there that, you know, you do get worn down. So I think when we came to Seattle, we decided that we wanted to have a good mix of the speed and skating, but also the size as well. And I think if you look at the guys we added before the championship season, the Doc and Allen and Prokop, you know, those were all big, heavy guys to go with Siona and Schaefer. So you have to be able to skate and you have to be able to play hockey. But having that size, especially in a long playoff run, I think can be really beneficial.
How much fun is it for you to watch a guy like Matt Rempe playing in the NHL with the New York Rangers?
Yeah, it's hard to even explain. He's the nicest, or I should say, one of the group of nicest kids I've ever seen and ever met. I talk to him, you know, pretty regularly. My wife actually sent me a picture of his bobblehead tonight. So, seeing a guy like Remps get there is just a testament to our coaching staff and the work that he put in the off seasons. And you know, if you saw him at 16 and 15 and told me he'd be in the NHL at 21, I would have been pretty surprised, but couldn't be more proud of him. He's such a great kid.
Bill LaForge is the general manager of the Seattle Thunderbirds, joining me here in the first intermission. And last one I want to ask you about, because a lot of people, when I tell them what it's like to travel through the U.S. division and see actual U.S. division teams playing against each other and what the atmosphere is like, especially amongst the fans in the stands, they don't believe me. But really, it is incredible, the rivalries that are built up, and you really cannot have an off year against a rival in that division, can you?
No, it's something really special. You know, for a guy from Edmonton, kind of grew up around the CHL, to get to see that U.S. division firsthand is pretty exciting. Our fans in Kent are amazing, and, you know, we get to go into Portland and Everett, it gets pretty hairy at times. But, I mean, I'm looking around the rink tonight. These guys have done a great job here. There's a lot of fans, and a lot of young fans in the stands too, which is really exciting for our league. And, you know, hats off to Colin and the group here. They've done a great job.
Bill, I thank you very much for joining me. Congratulations on winning the title in 2023. I know that's off in the past, but still, you've got the ring to show for it, so good on you, and all the best as you continue to come along with this group that you've got.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bill LaForge is the general manager of the Seattle Thunderbirds.